What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, who watched the Pro Bowl? Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah, I'm not that desperate for football anyways. I don't even like the Pro Bowl, even when it was a legit thing that they actually used to do, like when it was a legit game many years ago. But now the whole flag football gimmicky bullshit that they do now, I wouldn't even consider watching that shit. I actually forgot it was on. I actually had ESPN on yesterday. What was I watching? I think I was watching basketball. Yeah, I was watching basketball, and then it still kind of bled on over. And then I was like, what is this? This that's on. And it was the Pro Bowl. And I was like, no, I'm going to go ahead and watch Sunday Night Basketball, which was pretty awesome that we get that now. But the game was not awesome between the Knicks and the Lakers. But we'll get into that when we get into more of the basketball. So let's go ahead and talk about basketball. Get into the top 10 NBA power rankings for this week. And not a whole lot of changes. The top four actually remains the same. I think it's the same six, as a matter of fact, as from last week. But, the bottom has a couple of, we got another a team that's kind of resurging. But I don't know, but we'll see how it goes. But right now it still is the Oklahoma City Thunder are still number one. There's no reason to drop them. Like I continue to say, overall record on the season, 39-11. So they're still doing better than everybody in the league. 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the New Orleans Pelicans, lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and then beat the Denver Nuggets. And, there really is just no weakness with this team at all. I mean, they are one of the top teams in basically all offensive categories, all defensive categories. They're top 10 in pretty much both sides of the ball. For the most part. And then SGA, he is having another MVP caliber season where he's averaging 32 points per game. So he's really not having any issues. Chet Holmgren is playing great this year. Hartenstein's playing great this year. And even with the injuries to Williams, it still doesn't matter. This team's still excelling. This team is still playing great. And in my opinion, really, until they actually have a legitimate slump, I can't drop them from number one because they just are playing excellent basketball. Of course, if SGA were to get injured, then I think I would probably have to start dropping them below. But, I mean, hopefully something like that doesn't happen. But I'm just saying, that's about the only thing that's going to drop me or get me to drop the Oklahoma City Thunder from number one because they just are playing excellent basketball and they have yet to have a slump. They have yet to look bad. And they've pretty much looked good, even when they were slumping against the San Antonio Spurs, they bounced back against them. So the Oklahoma City Thunder, to me, still the number one overall team in the league. Then at number two on my top 10 NBA power rankings, this team could overtake the Thunder. It's just like I keep saying with the Thunder, there's no reason for me to drop them down, so I'm not going to drop them down. But the Detroit Pistons are just damn good. 36-12 on the regular season, 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Denver Nuggets. They lost to the Phoenix Suns. Then they beat the Golden State Warriors and just completely obliterated the Brooklyn Nets yesterday. And they are just playing, like I said, playing excellent basketball. They are also another team that is top 10 in pretty much all offensive categories and the top 5 in pretty much all defensive categories. So they are getting it done on both sides of the ball. They are really playing excellent basketball. And in my personal opinion, when you compare them to everybody in the Eastern Conference, it's pretty much Detroit and everybody else. I mean, even the second place teams, the other teams in the Eastern Conference, they just don't even compare to what the Detroit Pistons are doing right now. And so you could make an argument for the Pistons being number one. But like I said, for me, I got to keep Oklahoma City Thunder up there until they actually prove they are not worthy of being the number one overall team. Then at number three on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Denver Nuggets, overall record of 33-17. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Detroit Pistons, beat the Brooklyn Nets, beat the Los Angeles Clippers, and then, that was the Clippers. I thought it was the Lakers, but no, it was the Clippers that they beat, and then they lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder yesterday. But Nikola Jokic is back. He just came back this weekend, so they definitely... They were playing great without him. So now with him back, he looks solid. He looks good. And so now with him back, they should just be right back at it, especially on the offensive side of the ball. But unfortunately, with Jokic back, Aaron Gordon, he re-injured his, I believe, his hamstring, and he's going to be out about 4 to 6 weeks now. So unfortunately, he was having a great season, and then Jokic comes back, Gordon is out, and so that's just kind of the thing with the Nuggets this year. It's just the injuries are killing them, but they are overcoming the injuries and still playing excellent basketball. And I mean, the Denver Nuggets to me are, if it weren't for the Thunder, I probably would consider the Nuggets the best team in the Western Conference, just because overall they have the talent. I mean, you've got Jokic, who is a triple-double machine, but you also have Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray is, it's hard to argue he's not the best point guard in the game right now. I mean, he's playing excellent basketball. I mean, he's just commanding this team. He's commanding this game. And I really just think this Denver Nuggets team is starting to roll through him. I mean, don't get me wrong, Jokic is the dude. But Murray is, I mean, he's always been a great role player for this team. But this season, I've really noticed something in him that he just is really taking over games. And he just really, he's just having an excellent year. And he's just the driving force into why they're having such a solid year. Then at number four in my top 10 NBA power rankings of the San Antonio Spurs, overall record of 33-16. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Houston Rockets, lost to the Charlotte Hornets, and beat the Orlando Magic. And this team is just, they are playing excellent team basketball. Victor Wembanyama, he is leading this team in all of the categories, offensively and defensively. They're dominating in the paint. They look great when it comes to rebounds. But it's just this whole team. They play great together. When one dude kind of falls back, another one steps up, and it just kind of feels like it's more than Victor Wembanyama with this team. Of course, you want to zero in on him because he is the star. He's great. Basically in all categories on this team, but it's not just him. I mean, Castle's having a great year. Keldon is having a great year. And they're just getting a lot of great play from a lot of great guys offensively and defensively. And I just really like what I see from the San Antonio Spurs team. It's actually starting to remind me of the Spurs of old when we had Tim Duncan, who was basically the Victor Wembanyama. And then you had the Manu Ginobili's and the Tony Parkers in there. Guys you didn't really think were going to be that great. And then eventually over time, they became great. And that's just kind of what I see in the Spurs team. I see a lot of potential greatness with some of these players beyond Victor Wembanyama. Then at number five on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Houston Rockets, overall record of 30-17. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Memphis Grizzlies, lost to the San Antonio Spurs, beat the Atlanta Hawks, and then beat the Dallas Mavericks. Unfortunately for them, Steven Adams is done for the season. He ended up having to have surgery on his ankle. You know, he's already been out for like a month-ish now, so he's been out for a while, but it's just they didn't really know the extent of his injury until recently, and he did just have to cave and have season-ending surgery. So, unfortunately, that really takes a lot of their defense away, but they have been playing well without him, so I don't think it's going to be anything that's super debilitating, but also at the same time, it does sound like they could be trying to be potential suitors at the trade deadline, because the trade deadline is at the end of this week, so we could definitely see some guys on the move potentially, and this is a team that could definitely use some help in the paint, but also at the same time, I don't really think they need to make any type of drastic moves, maybe just for some couple role players here and there. But I mean, other than that, the Houston Rockets are one of the best teams in the Western Conference, and that says a lot. I mean, they're only behind three teams, and even so, I mean, you could really make an argument for them above the San Antonio Spurs, just because they're both very similar teams, in my opinion. So, and they're both kind of trading wins back and forth. So it's really just, you can make an argument for either team, but I really like what I'm seeing from the Houston Rockets so far this season. Then at number six on my top 10 NBA power rankings at the Boston Celtics, overall record of 31-18. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Portland Trailblazers, lost to the Atlanta Hawks, beat the Sacramento Kings, and then beat the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, I should say kicked the shit out of the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday. I mean, that wasn't even close. But this Boston Celtics team, they're playing excellent basketball right now. They really actually haven't fallen off. And they are the second best team in the Eastern Conference right now, so good for them. I mean, they're definitely overcoming the issues we thought they were going to have with no Jason Tatum this year. And unfortunately, you know, I thought we were going to potentially see Jason Tatum at some point this season, but it's looking more and more like it's not going to happen at all. So they definitely are going to have to get used to the idea that he is probably not coming back at all this season. But one dude they are getting a lot of production out of that they probably didn't expect to is a guy who goes by the name of Nemias Keita. And I believe he's a rookie. If he's not, I know he's relatively new to this team if he's not a rookie. But he's really turned it on the last couple of weeks and really just been a driving force in the paint and really has been dominating with the rebounding and really just been helping out because, you know, Brown's been the one who's had to do everything on the offensive side of the ball, and he's performing well defensively as well, but it's just he needs some help in the paint, and Keita has actually been providing some help in the rebounding department. Then at number 7 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Cleveland Cavaliers, overall record of 30-21. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Orlando Magic, kicked the crap out of my Los Angeles Lakers, lost to the Phoenix Suns, and then kicked the crap out of the Portland Trailblazers. And they are getting a lot of production out of their rookie, Jalen Tyson. He has really turned it on this last, I want to say, 3-4 weeks. He's really just become a huge driving force of offense, which is something that they really need because, you know, Donovan Mitchell, you know, he's always going to perform every single game, but there's going to be games where he can potentially fall back just because you're not going to be on every single game. And a dude like Jalen Tyson seems to be a nice second tier guy that they could go to, especially in the absence of Garland right now. But they did make a trade a couple hours ago, as a matter of fact, with the Sacramento Kings. It was actually a 3-team trade that also involved the Chicago Bulls, and they ended up getting Keon Ellis and Dennis Schroeder from the Sacramento Kings. So it's not like a ground-shaking trade, but it's definitely a trade that I think can help them, especially with the depth that they need. With the injuries that they've been suffering through, it's been really difficult for them to get any other offensive production outside of Donovan Mitchell. And like I just said, he's a great player, and you definitely want to see him on the court, and you definitely want to see him dominating, but there's going to be times where even if he is dominating, somebody else has to step it up, and so hopefully one of these other guys can step it up, and they definitely were eyeballing Keon Ellis as well because he's just a younger guy who could provide them another source of offense, and so I think that's definitely a good move for them and definitely something they needed to do to keep pace with the Detroit Pistons and the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Minnesota Timberwolves. Overall record of 31-19. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games, but they are currently on a 4-game winning streak. This past week, they beat the Golden State Warriors, the Dallas Mavericks, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Memphis Grizzlies. So those are some pretty solid teams that they beat. But it's just, you know, that I can't really put them above some of these other teams right now just because they're getting outperformed. But it does sound like they are a legitimate suitor potentially to trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, Giannis is injured, so even if they were to trade for him this week, they're probably not going to get him until another month at least, and maybe even longer than that. But even so, that would be a huge trade for them because, for one, they are in a division with the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Denver Nuggets, so that would give them another big guy to help them out against those two really good teams with big guys in the middle. But then it gives them another source of offense beside Anthony Edwards, gives them some help in the paint besides Julius Randle. And, I mean, I think that would actually kind of put them on another level. I mean, just really Anthony Edwards and Giannis, like, that would be a pretty decent dream team, if you ask me. I mean, just all around, I think that would really improve this team on many levels. But hasn't happened, so you obviously can't count on it happening. But if it does happen, that's really going to change the trajectory of this division and the Western Conference and really the NBA as a whole because you get a healthy Giannis with a healthy Anthony Edwards and a healthy Julius Randle and a healthy Rudy Gobert. Whew, that's a pretty stout team offensively, defensively. They'll dominate the paint. They're going to be real difficult if that actually happens, but we'll see because also they're going to have to give up something to send him over there. But it's sounding like they're definitely at least trying to definitely be a front runner to try and get in on Giannis. But I also wouldn't be shocked if Giannis still remains with the Bucks when it's all said and done, because they're obviously going to want a lot for him. But it just kind of feels like it's going to happen at some point. But I don't know. It kind of feels like they've been talking about it for years now, and it's just like, at this point, is it ever going to happen? Then at number 9 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the New York Knicks, overall record of 31-18. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games, and they're actually on a 6-game winning streak. This team really needed it because they had been in a slump. You know, they actually haven't been on the power rankings for 2 weeks now, and that's just because they haven't been playing well at all. But now here they are again. This past week, they beat the Sacramento Kings, the Toronto Raptors, the Portland Trail Blazers, and killed by Los Angeles Lakers yesterday. And they are back at it. They're also another team that is kind of in on Giannis, but it kind of feels like it's more of a long shot just because I don't think they really have the assets to move anything. Because obviously the Bucks are going to want a huge haul for him, as they should get. But the New York Knicks, I don't think they really need to make a big move like that. If they're going to make a move, they definitely could use a couple of more role players. But I mean, I mean, especially right now, OG Anunoby is starting to really get going. I kind of feel like if he gets going this second half, him, Brunson, Hart, Bridges, I look at them as a very solid team. Plus, they're in the Eastern Conference. It's not like anybody in the Eastern Conference outside of the Pistons is really dominating. So if they make a nice second half push, I don't think the Knicks have a real major problem. That's why I don't really think they need to make a move for Giannis. If they're going to make a move for Giannis, I think that needs to be more of an off-season move rather than a mid-season move, just because that'll really just mess up the whole flow of the team. And I think this team actually is a good team. I definitely think they're a championship competitor, and it's just they were slumping, and that's just going to happen at some point in the season, unless you're the Oklahoma City Thunder. And hell, them and the Pistons, those are the only two teams right now that haven't really had a slump, and don't be shocked if they have a slump at some point during the season. Especially because we still have a whole second half to go. The NBA All-Star break is just coming up next weekend, so we still got a lot of basketball to go. And then rounding out the top 10 NBA power rankings this week, I have the Los Angeles Lakers. Overall record of 29-19. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Chicago Bulls, lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers, beat the Washington Wizards, and then lost to the New York Knicks. And basically, the only reason why I'm keeping the Lakers in the top 10, not only because they're my favorite team, but also because Luka is just balling uncontrollably. He still leads the league in points per game, averaging 33.6 points per game, which is just insane. He's having such a great year, but the role players on this team just are not showing up. It is pretty much Luka, LeBron, and we're lucky if somebody else shows up. Definitely need Austin Reeves to get healthy here. There was potential he was going to play last night, but he ended up not playing. So it looks like Austin Reeves is definitely lurking to play. Honestly, if I'm them, I might want to just sit him through the All-Star break and then just play him once the All-Star break comes on, when they come back from the All-Star break. But you never know. I know these players want to get back at it, but the Lakers definitely need Austin Reeves because none of these role players are stepping up. And if they're going to make a trade, they also need some type of role players. They don't really need to make a big deal type of trade because, you know, Luka's having a great year. Like I said, LeBron's having a good year as well. Just they definitely need Reeves back because they are just struggling without him. And they just keep streaking. They keep winning. They keep losing. And they're just too inconsistent. They have not been consistent at all this season. And they need to find some consistency, especially in the second half of the season with Oklahoma City, Denver, San Antonio, and Houston, and even Minnesota all above them right now. And like I said, Minnesota, if they make a move for Giannis, then that just makes them even more stronger. So yeah, the Lakers really definitely definitely need Austin Reeves back, but some of these role players definitely need to start stepping it up because they just look like they don't know what they're doing on the court at certain points in time, and that's just not what you want to see, especially since the second half of the season is right around the corner. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.